Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. We still have a threat of storms this afternoon. We spoke with Pete Cicchetti, who's the director of New York State Emergency Management. He says you should be ready before the bad weather arrives.
Charge your cell phones now. Make sure you have sufficient water and non-perishable food available in the event your power does go out. And make sure you are checking in on your neighbors and your loved ones if their power goes out as well, and report it to your local utility. And if you're in an unsafe situation or an emergency, call 911.
Now, although this wet weather could actually be a good thing for our polluted air, smoke from wildfires in Canada and northern Minnesota continues to drift over the border, affecting a huge chunk of the United States. Well, shots fired in the Bronx this morning. One person wounded, police say. The victim was a 24-year-old man hit in the torso. The NYPD says it happened around 6:30 in the morning on Hennessy Place in the University Heights section. The man is hospitalized, but the NYPD says they expect him to pull through. No possible motive yet given, but they say the gunman was a guy in a black ski mask, last seen taking off in a blue Honda on West Burnside Avenue. Anyone who's seen him or might know anything about the shooting is being asked to reach out to Crime Stoppers. A Bronx street has been renamed in honor of a fallen police officer killed last year in a shooting spree at a Park Avenue office building.
The corner of East 172nd Street and Beach Avenue is officially Detective Diderol Islam Way, honoring the detective who was killed protecting others during last year's Midtown office building shooting. His brother-in-law says the loss is still fresh, but so is his impact.
There's something here as in remembrance of him. The whole community can are behind it. It's just an honor for there's a sign here that everybody can remember him by.
His family, friends, and fellow officers gathered to remember the husband, father, and public servant they say made the ultimate sacrifice. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says
his journey has become part of New York's history.
His name is now a permanent part of the neighborhood he proudly called home. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Well, two people who got a little too close to the edge of a cliff the other day at a state park to the north of the city wound up having to be fished out of the Hudson River. It happened early Thursday, according to town police in Hyde Park. The victims plummeted about 15 feet off that cliff at Nori Point State Park and straight into the water, sending police, fire, and EMS racing to the scene. Happy ending, though. Responders got them out safely, and both were later reported in stable condition at an area hospital. Well, it's been more than a month since the start of the World Cup with 48 teams from all around the globe, but now only two are left. Argentina and Spain will meet tomorrow in the final at MetLife. President Trump plans to be there. He calls the tournament a great success.
I want to congratulate every team that made the 2026 World Cup one of the all-time greatest sporting events in history. And I think beyond a sporting event, this has been not just a sporting event. This has been far beyond a sporting event. This has been something very, very special. So good luck to Spain and Argentina on Sunday, and may the best team win.
The president will present the FIFA World Cup trophy to the winners. With all the fans getting to MetLife and all the watch parties, it probably won't be easy to get around tomorrow. So be sure to stay with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones. We'll get you where you need to go. As for the World Cup halftime show, Shakira is the headliner tomorrow, but that won't be her only concert in the area. She'll also play the Barclays Center Monday and Tuesday with tickets donated to three special groups of New Yorkers. They'll include union members that helped make the World Cup possible, along with Venezuelan earthquake relief workers and Colombian restaurant owners who took part in the city's $26 World Cup dining special. Shakira is from Colombia herself, and she says she wants to show gratitude for their efforts. We're hearing now that two people have died of Legionnaire's disease. The deaths tied to that cluster of cases on the Upper East Side. The city health department, though, not yet confirming that second death. A lawyer representing that second victim is the one telling us about it. He says the elderly patient had been on life support for days and passed away last night at Lenox Hill. 67 people have been diagnosed with Legionnaires. 11 remain hospitalized. An encounter with street racers in Brooklyn overnight has put a police officer in the hospital. It happened as authorities were answering a 911 call around 3 in the morning about drag racing near Knapp Street and Avenue W. The car sped off when they spotted the cops arriving, but at least one slammed into a patrol car, hurting an officer inside. He is now stable, though. Omer Mamdani says his administration is still talking about whether or not to have Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrested if he comes to the city for the UN General Assembly this fall. Netanyahu is wanted by the International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes, but the mayor tells the New York Times it's not clear if he has the authority to have him arrested. Now, as for Netanyahu, he accuses Meir Mamdani of supporting Hamas and has said he's not concerned about the arrest threat.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.